KNSI.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
And again, Niles is in studio, 320-258-3688, their telephone number, GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. The place to go to learn almost everything that you possibly can. But that's what workshops are for, sir.
So they are. We had two very full workshops last week. I don't know if that's good English, but you know what I meant.
I do.
They were fuller, I guess we could call it. We, like I'd say to my Greg, they were gooder
yes,
workshops.
Than we've seen before. Very nice.
Yeah, no, they were very well attended. Very nice. Always one thing nice about those events, you meet some very nice people. Absolutely. And I appreciate everybody coming out. And I spoke at the one at the Coyote Moon. Kevin did the one at the Park Event Center. Very well attended, like I said. The vast majority of the people are coming to see us the next week or so, so we're busy.
Speaking of Kevin, how's the new dad doing?
He's learning that kids, you can see some days, Laura had a baby too at the office.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And you can tell some days where maybe the baby didn't want to sleep last night. And I said, welcome to parenthood. And no I said, kidding. By the way, when you're a grandparent someday, it's not going to change. The nighttime is, the worrying stuff will still occur.
Still there.
No, yeah. Doing well. I guess both babies are growing. I think Laura mentioned last week that Harvey cut his first tooth. So that's always.
Already?
I think is he 5 months old now?
Golly.
Something like that.
I forget about all that whole timing thing. You know, it's been so long.
It's been a while.
Long time ago. I have to worry now about mine falling out, not coming
in. Well, I got one coming out next Wednesday. I got a back molar. I got about $8,000 invested in that thing.
And nice.
And they wanted
time to get rid of it.
I said, why didn't I pull that thing years ago to save all? Think of compounding interest I'd have saved on that one tooth, that twofer that's coming out.
That's right.
So I went to flip over to a little serious conversation for a few minutes here. Condolences out to the Julie and Jeff Johnson family for the loss of their daughter this over the weekend. Jeff was running for governor. That's besides the point as far as I'm concerned. Jeff is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He reached out to me Sunday and let me know that his daughter had passed away. I spent some time with him yesterday. So if you get an opportunity to say a prayer for Julie and Jeff Johnson and their other daughter and the entire family, when Jeff called me, most people know I'm a talker, and I basically caught me speechless. So if you get an opportunity to reach out to Jeff or Julie, just do so, please.
You know, Niles, you said something when we were off the air that just is oh so true. Hug your kids.
Yeah. Right. So when Jeff called me on Sunday to let me know that his daughter had passed, he said to me several times, make sure you hug your kids.
Yeah.
And a shout out to everybody out there. Please keep Jeff and Julie in your prayers.
Yeah, and if you have a member in the family that may have some mental health issues, my gosh, please try to get them.
Yeah, don't push it off the side. Yeah. So again, I spent some time with Jeff yesterday, and he's being strong, but I haven't talked to Julie yet, but I'll come short. But anyhow, just watch the St. Cloud Times or when the funeral. I think they said it hopefully next week.
And we'll have all that information here, of course, at KNSI. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. I think this particular conversation today between you and the rest of our listeners is focused specifically at me. Because it hits perfectly.
Oh, it's not all about you, Bob.
Oh, I know that. Why picking a retirement age feels impossible and how to finally decide.
Yeah.
I have been wrestling with this for the longest time.
So before we wrestle with that subject, I'm going to hit you with something, a surprise.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to hand you this. I do want you to give it back to me. So what did I just hand you, Bob?
The key to a brand new... don't know. It's a key.
But don't tell me about... I don't care about the letter. Okay. You know, the sticker. Tell me about...
It's a blank key.
There you go. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's call that the key to retirement.
Okay.
And that key right now, the way it is, won't work.
Anywhere. Right.
You go to any door in this building, it's not going to open the door.
Right.
But what do we have to do to make that key work?
Cut our teeth.
We got to cut grooves in it, right?
Yes, sir. Cut the teeth.
So I want you to think about what grooves would make your retirement successful.
Okay.
So first would be have your legal affairs in order. So you don't have to worry about that. your will, your power of attorney, your health care directives, your POD, your TODs, your TODDs, and the rest of the alphabet soup.
Okay? Right.
Have your Social Security in line. We're going to talk about that, when to take your Social Security. Mm-hmm. Are you married? Is your spouse going to draw off of your Social Security or vice versa, that type of thing? Do you have predictable, consistent income coming in?
Yep.
Okay, that's another cog. Do you have longevity planned? That's a cog. Okay, I don't know if the cog is the right word.
I think so.
Grooves in the in the key. So think of a blank key in your hand. What do I need to do to cut the grooves in it to open my door to retirement?
Absolutely.
Okay? So just think about
that. Makes
about
perfect sense.
Yeah.
This is a great illustration,
I thought of that 2 o'clock Sunday morning.
No way.
I was going to call you.
Helene didn't tell you about
this? No. She said, now why are you tossing and turning?
Funny.
I have an idea.
You bet. It happens every now and again, sir.
Yeah, it does happen.
Nice job.
So we are going to talk about retirement. Look, I think that's what we talk about all the time.
Pretty much.
But we're going to get to some other things. Why picking a retirement age feels impossible and how to finally decide. So you already mentioned it, Bob, struggling to pick a date that you want to retire or an age.
Mm-hmm.
We're experts explain how to get it out of your head and retire on your own terms.
Right.
Age is nothing but a number.
I agree.
So when you have a birthday, somebody says, well, it's a big deal. You turn 65, you turn 70, you turn 75. It's a number.
Yeah.
I have 3 older brothers. I'm the caboose. Afterthought, whatever you want to call me, the surprise, okay? But my 3 older brothers are 5, 7, and 10 years older than me. And they act like they're 25, 30, and 40 years older than me.
Yeah.
Okay? And I try to explain to them as nice as I can, being a little brother, that age, the number, it's a number. Mm-hmm. It really means nothing, okay, as far as me in general. Okay?
Right, right.
So again, people have an idea in the back of their brain when they want to retire. But there's going to be situations that won't let you retire on your own terms, mm-hmm. which we'll get to. By the way, the average retirement age in the United States is 62.
I find that very surprising.
Well, that's the first age that you're allowed to take your Social Security.
Right.
So that's one why it's the most popular age. I don't see that so much. Our clientele or people that we visit with at workshops, the 62, I think we're going past that.
Yeah.
And there's reasons for that.
I think it's because they're so doggone young in their minds.
People are more active than they were.
Yeah.
I remember my grandfather who passed away at 67. I remember when he turned 65, boy, he looked old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And on there, people that, of course, farmers never retire.
Right.
But there were people that worked in town that were retiring and moving to the rest home.
At 60 or 65.
Yeah. To the rest home.
Sure.
Well, they call those nursing homes now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember at Colonial Manor back in Lakefield was called a rest home.
Sure. Was it a refurbished one of those big old country houses, or
nope,
was it an
nope.
actual
built,
facility?
They built it from scratch.
Really?
Yeah, the city owned it. City still owns it. I was just there last Friday.
Okay.
Okay. So again, the reason why people retire at 62 could be they were forced to. Job cut.
Yep.
An illness of themselves or an injury of themselves or their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But for some workers, they can control the clock, okay, choosing the exact age they want to retire, but that's elusive for a lot of people.
Okay.
Okay. It's hard nature for, it's a major change in life to retire.
Definitely.
And I get people that call me on that quite often. Oh, Niles, it's going to be no big deal when I retire. Au contraire.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a big word I learned over the weekend. It's a shock, okay? And I find it in my professional business that it's more of a shock for men mm-hmm. than women. And I don't think, well, Niles, you're
sexist. It's the traditional thing.
Yeah.
It is.
Because if I look at the women clients of ours who are women and the men who retire, the women always find something to do.
Okay.
Always active. You know, volunteering, grandkids, meet with the ladies, going to church stuff. You know, they're boom. There's I've had clients, women clients, tell me, now we're busier now than we ever have.
Everybody says
ever
that.
Have been. Okay?
Yes.
So we want the men to say that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, when you retire, I want you to hunt me down a year ago later. God, and I was like, well, I didn't have time to work. Yeah, but I'm so busy.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. So, first off, what is holding you back from retiring?
Fear,
okay? So, also, your job is your identity.
Yeah, and the habit of doing this.
Yeah. So your identity is a radio personality.
Yep.
Okay, is that what they call you guys nowadays?
Well, some people do.
Okay.
Other people have different things.
On air, we'll call you a radio personality, okay?
Yeah.
I have been a financial planner for coming up in 46 years come this summer.
I have in the back of my mind.
I don't want to be 80 years old and be in the office.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I would like to be in my early 70s and come in one or two days a week.
Sure.
Just to visit with people, maybe still do the radio show, maybe still do the workshops, because I've learned a thing or two along the way.
Yes, you have.
And I'd like to share that knowledge with people who now are, at that time, would be 10, 15 years younger than me.
And I think you're getting smarter every day.
You're recording this, right?
Yes, I'll send that to Helene.
Say that to my wife. Yes. She's probably, say, Helene, Bob said I'm getting smarter, okay? So the problem in society is you have to have a purpose.
Yes.
You have to have a purpose, and your job gives you a purpose.
An identity.
Yes. So it's difficult to let go when the time comes, because there's a recognition that when you leave, you're probably not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when Bob Layton walks you out the door the last time.
In handcuffs.
And
no.
He's taking away your fob.
Yeah.
And he says, see ya. Now, I'm being...
I know you are.
Being dramatic.
Facetious.
Bobby hasn't told me... Bob Layton hasn't told me that yet. But anyhow, if he does, I'll give you a heads
okay,
up.
Okay, thanks.
Because when you leave as a radio personality, you can still do voiceovers and things. You'll probably come back to the studio to do voiceovers.
Yeah.
But to do the 5 to 8 gig 5 days a week, and then the farm show and the garden show and other
all
stuff.
All that stuff, yeah.
All the stuff that you're doing, you might not be able to do that anywhere, or might not... Maybe not want to, or maybe Layton Broadcasting has found somebody else.
Sure.
Okay, I'm not, we're just spitballing here.
No, and that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
So in reality, I want you to think about hitting a pause button today.
Okay.
Everybody. Hit a pause button. If you're driving, don't hit the pause button. But hit the pause button and think, okay, I'm at this age now. And I'm ready to retire.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I retire? First off, people think of us financially. So let's put that off to the side. Now let's say financially you're able to retire.
Okay.
And hopefully you are. But are you mentally able to retire? Is your family mentally able to have you retire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I myself have a very, very, very large clientele. I just can't go cold turkey and out the door type thing.
Okay. When you use the word clientele, they are part of your family.
Like,
I mean, they really, truly are, just like we talked about earlier.
Yes, they are. So with the newer clients yesterday I was talking to, I said, we're going to know each other for many, many, many years to come.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be coming to client events. Okay. I can't tell you how many weddings I've been invited to, birthday parties, or anniversaries, mm-hmm. whatever. Granted, I can't make all of them, but I do my best. Okay. So again, over a period of time, clients do become friends. Some of them right away, right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Okay. And other ones take time. So what I'm trying to get to is that there's going to be a time where you're going to retire. So I want you to hit the pause button and think what that's all going to look like. And also you should be keeping your eyes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
The market is hitting all time highs right now. Okay. Do I think it's going to continue? Yes, there's very good potential that the markets will keep going up. Very, very, very good potential of that. But when things correct themselves, they're mm-hmm. going to correct themselves. 1929 is not happening again. I wish people, first off, when people tell me that, you weren't around back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, well, most people back in 1929 didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Okay. There were... people that in the St. Cloud area, yeah. this is not a hoity-toity
Comparatively
area.
Speaking, you
we
bet.
Weren't in Boston or New York yeah. for the high rollers.
It was just a different time.
Yeah, maybe some families down in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. But generally speaking, the 1929 stock market crash didn't affect yeah. too many people.
The number of millionaires today is astounding.
You know, it's huge. And billionaires
yeah,
now.
True.
That's a big number.
That's a big
number. Remember when Ronald Reagan ran for president the first time? He explained to us at the debate what $1 billion was.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 millions.
Yeah. That's a lot of zeros.
Think about that once.
Yeah.
Take your phone and see if that, you can use your calculator in your phone, see if that can come up with $1 billion.
Probably not.
Now we're talking trillions.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the next number?
The trillionaire? I don't know what's after.
A bajillionaire?
Yeah. We'll use that one. Bajillion.
But there are trillionaires out there.
Sure.
Now.
Sure.
Okay. A couple of them. Okay. That we know of. But I'm trying to get to. Is you got to be very, very, very careful prior to retirement. Let's say you're 5 years out or you're now into retirement. You have to watch those markets
mm-hmm.
because if you have X amount of dollars going into retirement and the market does have a correction, that could affect you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we've often talked on air about buffers and hedging and things like that. If you've not been explained how that works,
yeah.
give me a call. Set up, it's too hard to explain on the phone.
Sure.
But make an appointment, and I'll explain to you how that works. It's what I do.
Right.
Now, if you think, well, that's what Niles does. He's a financial planner.
That's right.
Well, you know, if I do it, why shouldn't everybody at least think about it?
Absolutely.
Okay? So let's talk about how to decide when to retire.
Okay. I'm going to pay very close attention now.
So if you're married... please converse that with your spouse.
True.
Helene, I have the conversation on occasion. I don't have retirement in the near future at all. Although I'm of retirement age,
mm-hmm.
Cause I enjoy what I do. There's not a day in the last 45 plus years. I thought, gosh, darn it. I got to go to the office today. Why don't I call Denise and tell her I don't feel like it. I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
Now, there's some days when I'm tired.
When you're dragging.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But that's normal, okay? But I look forward every day. I got appointments on the hour, every hour throughout the day. I look forward to every one of them.
You know, what's really weird is I always looked forward to working on holidays, right? Christmas Eve, one of my favorite days to work, to host a morning show, to get everybody off on the right foot.
Oh, nice.
I love working around the Easter holiday because that's equally as fabulous. But yeah, there are so many reasons to go to work every day.
Yeah. So I want you to think of the Super Bowl, or can I say Super Bowl?
You can.
Oh, can I say Super Bowl again?
Sure.
Did you watch that?
I watched a little bit, and then I went to the Turning Point USA halftime thing.
Okay. We watched the Super Bowl while I watched it, and Chevy and I watched it.
Let's put it that way. Good time to get a nap in.
In the halftime show, I just turned the volume off
yeah.
and just
yeah.
made my sandwich.
Yeah, okay? Exactly right.
I did. I was going to turn to what you watched, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's think of professional. These athletes that are in this Super Bowl, these are top-notch athletes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are the best in their profession.
Yes.
Okay. So athletes... You should approach retirement as an athlete. You want to work hard. And then when you retire, now you're the supercharged athlete yeah. in retirement.
At the top of your game.
You're top of my game, okay?
Yep.
So now I have my ducks in a row. I have my legal papers in order. I have my income coming in every month. I have my travel. Like that the picture I gave you, Bob.
Oh.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. When we talk about Niles Gens, and you've been doing this for what, 40?
46 this fall, this okay. summer.
46 years this summer. Niles often talks about his clients, and to me, it's like you're talking about your family. So yesterday at 1:26 in the afternoon, Niles gets, did this come via email?
Yes.
Niles gets this picture, and I'm just going to read what is on this picture. There's a hand holding a Gens financial mug at the railing of a ship. And it says, because of you, I can do this. Welcome to Cabo San Lucas aboard the Royal Caribbean, or Caribbean if you prefer.
Yep.
Navigator of the Seas.
Yep.
Now, Niles Gens, I'm sorry, but this is really cool.
That was cool.
Very
cool. He sent me a half a dozen pictures.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, that is oh so true, yeah, and that's why you do this.
Yeah, he had one picture, was sitting on the pickleball court. So we've had many, many times where clients over the years have sent pictures of their Gens' financial stuff.
Yeah.
In the beach, in the Bahamas, New York. Wherever it's cool, and it's cool when a client will call me after they get back from vacation and said thanks for making this possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm not a travel agent. Don't call me for travel agent stuff. But we talk. We have clients in yesterday. They're leaving for Italy here in May to Rome. They're going on actually a cruise in the Mediterranean. And Rome is one of the stops.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been lucky enough to have been to Rome a couple times, so I'm kind of a travel guy when it comes to we're here, which you should see.
Yeah.
They're going on Alaska cruise in July. We've done that a couple times, so I gave them pointers on that. So it's very nice to, when clients come back from vacation or before they leave, and said, hey, it's because of, you know, not 100%, but we made it possible that they can do things.
Darn
like
right.
That.
Yeah. What do you know about the Grand Canyon?
I was there in June of 1981.
It may have changed a little since then.
It's a big hole in the ground. Yes, let's put it that way.
Yeah, true.
My dad being my dad. So when we came back from the, Helene and I with Natalie. Natalie was just a little toddler. She was pregnant with Niles Jr., actually. We went to Arizona. A college friend of mine got married, and we were in the wedding.
Yeah.
By the way, don't rent black tuxedos when it's 115 degrees. I still tell Peggy, really?
Yeah.
You had all these, I was on the football team, all these football players are these black tuxedos.
Right.
It's 115 degrees. And yes, it's a dry heat, but it's still hot.
It's still sweaty.
Yeah. We were at the Grand Canyon on the way back. So when we got back, we stopped at the lake field to see my mom and dad, Helene's parents.
Sure.
So I told my dad, hey, we saw the Grand Canyon. You know what they should do with that thing? He said, well, okay, tell me. That's a big hole. A lot of garbage can go in there.
Oh, my word. It's your dad's humor.
I think he was a little bit serious too. Okay, but he'd never seen it. But but again, yes, I have been to the Grand. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's really important to plan and have an idea, but also it's important to be flexible on your retirement date and see how it unfolds so you have a choice.
Okay.
Don't say, "By gosh, on this day I'm retiring and I'm just going to be stubborn about it and." There might be an opportunity. The boss might say, hey, Bob, you know, hang on for one more year.
Sure.
We'll give you this bonus or whatever, or we'll do this for you or that type of thing.
That sounds very interesting to me. Thank you, Niles.
I'll go talk to Bob, the other Bob. Okay?
Very good. Folks, Niles Gens is in studio with us. Their telephone number is 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com. You should go there. And you don't have to go to a workshop to schedule an appointment to see Niles at Gens Financial Services. Make that phone call. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens in studio with us. The phone number at Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. Online at GensFinancial.com. The United States economy added 130,000 jobs in the month of January. I think that's good economic news.
That's very good news.
The markets are up. That's pretty good economic news.
Yep, and if they would just tweak them interest rates down just a smidge,
I agree.
I think that would help too.
I think yes, yes.
Yeah. But anyhow, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Before I forget, public announcement.
Yep.
You like kites, Bob?
I love to fly kites.
One of the biggest, if not the biggest, kite festivals in Buffalo this weekend.
They have plenty of ice, too, don't they?
I mean, if you want to see, oh, my gosh, kites.
Yeah.
Now, these are not the one that you run when you're
a kid. Yeah, for $1.99.
No, these things are. So I think it starts, go to Buffalo, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
I think it starts like at 11-ish, okay, when they start getting. But if you want to see literally hundreds of kites. Now, these kites are as big as one's as big as a semi.
And don't they ski or skate behind them and stuff like that and do tricks up in the air and all that?
That is off to the side.
Okay.
These are kites that they're holding on to or they're actually tied to like a pickup or a truck of some type.
Okay.
It's you know, I'm not speechless very often, Bob.
But that's pretty cool.
It's cool. So we're taking some of our grandkids there. Parking's terrible, so just realize you're going to have to hoof it a few blocks to get there.
Basically, I think what you're trying to say is you're finally listening to Helene when she said, go fly a kite.
Would you? I don't have a kite.
But it all boils down to love. It's Valentine's weekend, for gosh sakes.
Oh, that's right. It's Valentine's Day,
too. Oh, that's right.
And I think there'll probably be some hearts in the air, too, I think. I'll tell Helene there's my heart for you up in
Thank
there.
You.
I'll pick a pickle.
Thank
now.
You.
So before I forget, because I forgot the first half hour, our next round of workshops are coming up the week of March 23rd, which I think is a Monday of that week. If I'm not mistaken, it's Tuesday and Thursday that week, of course, at the Coyote Moon, the park events, and I don't know which is which.
Yeah.
But I know it's scheduled that week, and as we get closer, I'll tell you exactly. But it's week of March 23rd, which is still, I don't know, a month and a half away, yeah, thereabouts. So again, just give us a call or just reach up on the website. Or if you're interested in signing up, just give us a call now. Laura or Denise will put you on a list.
You know, we spring forward on the 8th of March, less than a month away, daylight saving time
really?
Returns.
Okay.
Yep. And the first day of spring is the 20th, I believe.
Huh.
That's pretty incredible stuff.
It is good stuff.
That must mean we're going to be planting soon.
Yeah, that's always, I love spring.
I know.
But we're going to get hit with one more snowstorm yet.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So we're talking about when to retire.
Yeah.
Choosing the right age to retire is crucial. And there's a lot of different things you have to think about. You just can't go into your boss on a Monday and say, oh, this is my last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thankfully, I've never had anybody do that. But once you leave the workforce, you may not be able to return because you might have skills to where new employers would hire somebody younger, mm-hmm, cheaper type mm-hmm of thing. So we're going to start at retiring at 55. Then we're going to go to 60, 62, 65, 67, and 70. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start the conversation retiring at 55.
Wow.
Bob, I've had, I don't know, if I had two handfuls of clients retired at 55, that would probably...
That's incredible.
That would probably be it. And I'm talking about voluntary retirement.
Right, exactly.
I'm not talking about health reasons.
Right.
So retiring at 55 may seem too young, especially for you and I, Bob. I hardly remember when I was 55.
No kidding.
I'm sure you can't either. You can easily work another decade. But you can't collect Social Security unless you're disabled until 62.
Right.
Okay. Nonetheless, millions of people strive to retire at 55 and don't care to do without Social Security or Medicare, which kicks in at 65 generally. So if you retire at 55, your money obviously needs to last that much longer when you retire young. Okay. Will you work part-time at 55, or are you going to retire completely? What income sources are you going to have to rely on without any penalties, either being from the institution where the money is at or tax problems? Remember, you have to be 59 and a half before you can take money out of a pre-tax account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without the government giving you a blessing of a 10% penalty. Okay. Plus pay taxes on it. Are your savings fine-tuned for long retirement? So if somebody retires and they had all their money in CDs are around that 4-ish percent interest rate right now.
Yep.
Inflation is, I don't know, whatever the government wants to tell you, but it's probably in that neck of the woods anyhow. So your buying power of that, of being too conservative, your money's not going to last if you have it stuck in too much of a conservative investment, okay?
Right.
How are you going to cover health insurance? Bob, I don't know. A lot of people don't realize how expensive health insurance is.
You know, when you start to think about that, it throws a curve into the equation, doesn't
yeah
it?
So I have group insurance at the office for the employees that need it.
Right.
Okay. But just take Helene and myself. Our premium for the two of us with a $6,000 per person deductible, mm-hmm, is $2,500 per month. Per month. If you do the figuring, that's $30,000 a year with a $6,000 deductible.
Yeah.
So I'm out of pocket $36,000 before I can collect a nickel.
Right.
And people, how can you afford that? How can you afford not to?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So when you retired 55, maybe your spouse is still working. Maybe you get group insurance that route.
Right.
Maybe if your income is low enough, you qualify for MNsure. Okay, that type of thing. And I think the threshold on that is 84,000, but don't hold me to that.
Right, right.
Okay? What are you going to do at 55?
Besides go crazy?
Yeah. Now, the client has sent you the picture of our mug in the Cabo San Lucas, the cruise ship going by there. They just retired.
Yeah.
Okay. They're cruisers.
Okay.
They love going on cruises.
Sure.
And I think he told me they've been on 30, 40 cruises.
Yeah. Is this the couple that's going to be doing like 5 or 6 of them, boom, boom, boom?
10 scheduled the next 2 years.
Wowzers.
10 two-week cruises. Okay. So that's what they want to do.
Why not?
I've been on cruises. Not going to do it quite like that.
I'd probably take one more.
I like putzing around the farm back home.
Yeah.
I could spend a whole week there and never leave the farm.
You know, if they could drop me off somewhere and come back in a couple of weeks, I would do that.
Well, there's woods in northern Minnesota.
I know.
You could do that.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Right. But again, what are you going to do? So now let's jump to 60.
Okay.
The same issues you're going to have at retiring to 55 are going to carry with to 60. They're really conversations, and they repeated here in the stuff that Natalie gave me.
Yep.
But again, it's the same problem. How are you going to handle expenses? How are you going to fund retirement before Social Security? How are you going to pay for health care, health insurance?
Yep.
What are you going to do with your free time? Are you getting professional help to retire at age 60? We've had many clients retire at 60, so that's not uncommon.
Yep.
Age 62 is the most common number for people to retire at. Mm-hmm. That's when you're first eligible for Social Security. Are you going to take Social Security at 62? It depends. You know, we have these people that get together and talk about Social Security, and Harvey took his at 62, and he thinks everybody should be taking it at 62.
Sure.
Not so fast, okay? It's not advantageous for some people to take it that early, but it might be, okay? So if you took it at 62, what are your numbers going to be? Are you going to work part-time? Do you have a grip on housing? Where are you going to live? I've talked to Helene about this. She told me the conversation's not going to go any further. But our house is too big for two people. When we built that 28 years ago, we had 4 kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have 4 bedrooms that are not used.
A few dogs.
Well, we've got the dogs, but they don't have their own.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they don't
tip. Small space.
They stick by me all the time, okay? But a housing cost, are you going to downsize? Are you going to relocate?
Yeah.
That type of thing. Have you planned for extras in retirement, such as traveling, spending time with grandkids? It costs money to spend time with grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Just to travel if they're not local. Still, how are you going to pay for health insurance at 62? Because you're not eligible to Medicare until 65.
Right.
Okay? Are you emotionally ready to 62? Well, you and I are 62 is in the rearview mirror.
Pluses, yeah.
Okay? There's no way, and you know what, I could have retired at 62 mentally.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm healthier now at my age than I was 10, 15 years
ago. How old are you?
65.
You look great.
Thanks for an old guy.
Seriously, 65, you look great.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Do you have a decumulation strategy in place?
In other words, how to spend your money?
How to spend your money, okay. Again, I wouldn't say I fight this every day, but it's a challenge in the office of trying to convince retired clients to spend their money.
You will not have to convince me.
I'm not saying that there's a smart way to spend your money and there's a dumb way.
Yeah.
But there are some people who can afford to do things, but they're so scared about spending that money. Okay. So again, I encourage especially you, the younger retirees, and to enjoy your money, because for one thing, it's your money, okay? Enjoy your money, not foolishly enjoy it, but enjoy it so when you're 80, 85, 90 years old, you don't say, I wish I would have.
It's your time, folks.
That's the worst thing I hear when I visit elderly clients. A lot of time, elderly clients are in their home.
Yeah.
They'll say to me, Niles, I wish we had, oh my God, that's what I told
when
you.
When I had my health.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I told you 30 years ago.
Right.
Okay? So again, enjoy your retirement. So let's talk about retiring at 65. This is the first time that you're eligible for Medicare.
Right.
You can get Medicare before 65 if you're disabled.
Okay.
So let's assume that you're not. So you can get Medicare at 65. But you still need, are you taking Social Security at 62 or are you going to take it at 65?
What if it's not your FRA?
Yep. Your full retirement age now is 67.
Right.
Okay. For most people.
Right.
Okay. Do we have a cash flow strategy in place? You know, where's our money going to come from? How's it going to come out? What's the tax consequences of taking money out of our accounts?
Right.
Are we going to take Social Security or not?
Okay, big question. Niles Jr. is the Medicare guy, right?
Yes.
So we would talk with him about premiums, possible premiums and costs and all that kind of stuff.
At 65.
At 65, yeah.
I'm not a Medicare person, nor do I plan on being one when I grow up.
Okay? Just, it's very important.
So also you could retire, skip past 65 and hit the 66, 67, 68, 69, 70. That
70, kind of 75?
Yeah, you could. Yep, could. So remember, I came from a farming background.
Yeah.
Farmers don't retire.
Yep.
Okay. I do plan on retiring someday, but it's a long ways off in the future. I plan on taking my Social Security at 70. Now they would say, you're crazy. Possibly. But again, that it works for Helene and I in our plan to take it at 70 for me.
Yep.
Helene will be 67, full retirement age. It works for us. Now, some financial planners will tell you you're crazy if you don't take Social Security early because you can bank that money. Okay, good. That works for some people.
Yep.
But again, when you come in the office, please bring your Social Security statements with you so we can come up with a plan.
And by the way, the whole SSA.gov thing is so simple.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous software.
If you've not gone there, you should. Niles, it is always a pleasure to chat.
Yep.
No kidding.
I'll be back next week.
All right, sir. We will be here. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. Online at gensfinancial.com. Because of you, I can do this. Welcome to Cabo. Aboard the Royal Caribbean, the navigator of the seas, as he holds a Gens Financial mug right there on the deck rail. That's awesome. That could be you, folks. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.